The First World, Chapter 5, Genesis 4, 5, and 6. A man is walking alone over the fields. He is frightened and excited. Although he looks timidly to the left and to the right, and sometimes behind him, he continually hastens forward. He goes further and still further into a lonesome place. This man is a murderer. He is Cain. Only a short time ago, he had slain his brother Abel. Really? For what reason? Abel had never done him any wrong, and he had never teased him. Abel had never harmed Cain in any way, and yet Cain had slain his young brother. But why? Really, why? Cain had done this out of envy, out of anger, because the Lord had accepted Abel's offering and rejected his offering. Cain could not bear this. He was angry with God, angry about everything, also angry with Abel. And then he had slain Abel. But the Lord, who saw this wicked deed, asked Cain where his brother was. Then the Lord pronounced a curse upon Cain. Afterwards Cain fled, because he dared not come home to his father and mother and his sisters. He ran far away. For this reason, we see him all alone. What passed through the mind of Cain, the murderer of his brother? The Lord did tell him that he would not be slain for his deed, but he is afraid, anxious, and agitated. That was because of his sins. Cain had an accusing conscience, reminding him of the sinfulness of his deed. Children, you also are afraid and fearful when you have been naughty and disobedient. You are then afraid, and you really do not know yourself for what reason. Especially when it is dark and you are lying alone on your bed, you sometimes lie trembling. Isn't that true? Cain also was afraid, but he really did not know why. When night came and it grew dark, he was all alone in the open fields, alone with his fears, alone with his anxiety. Oh, Cain, why don't you bend your knees and ask God to forgive you for committing this dreadful sin? Oh, Cain, return to your father and mother, and also ask them for forgiveness. But Cain did not do this, and that was the worst of all. If you have been naughty, what do? You must bend your knees and first ask God and then your parents for forgiveness. Probably Cain did not sleep much that night, for the accusing voice within him kept him awake. But when it became light the next morning, and the sun shone so beautifully, Cain's fear also subsided. Return, ask for forgiveness of God and his parents. Cain never thought about that. He could help himself. No doubt he built a hut where he would sleep the following night. He made himself a new garden and began to plant and sow all over again, and slowly he forgot that he was a murderer. Did he really forget? No, that cannot be. When he lay on his bed at night, he could not help but think about it. Then he again saw in his thoughts his brother lying slain before him. But Cain did not want to think about it because he would become so afraid. He would try to push those thoughts away and quickly think about his garden and his work. At last, he would fall asleep. We do not know how long Cain lived this way all by himself, but we do know that he didn't always live alone because he married. Married? To whom? Well, his sister. Was that permitted? Yes, it was permitted then because it couldn't be otherwise. However, it is no longer permissible for brothers and sisters to marry. Cain also received children, boys and girls. Now that Cain was no longer alone, he began to forget more and more what he had done. In the daytime, he worked very hard, because we read that he built a city. Now you must not think that this city was the same as our cities. Oh no, most likely Cain planted a hedge around his hut, or made a stone wall around his hut so that the wild animals could not come near his home. He did this for the safety of his wife and children. Later, more houses were built, and at last it became a real city. The children of Cain, who also married when they grew older, had children too. In this way, people continually increased upon the earth. But these children and grandchildren of Cain were ungodly. They had no need of the Lord and lived as though there were no God. That was terrible, wasn't it? The one became more sinful and wicked than the other. One man by the name of Lamech took two wives. The sons of Lamech were clever boys. One of these boys, whose name was Jabal, began to make tents in which they could live. The second, named Jubal, began to make harps and organs, and then they could play, sing, and dance in the evenings. The third, whose name was Tubal-Cain, was the first smith, and he began to make weapons, swords, and knives. Their father, Lamech, who had one of those swords, slew a man who accidentally hurt him. And when a youth accidentally pushed Lamech so that he received a lump on his head, then Lamech also slew this boy with his sword. Terrible, wasn't it? How wicked these children of Cain were. They never bowed their knees and never prayed to the Lord to ask him if he would regenerate them. But you do pray, don't you? What was happening to Adam and Eve during this time? Ah, they were so sad when they found Abel murdered in the field. But the Lord gave Adam and Eve another child in the place of Abel, for it wasn't very long before they received a son whom they called Seth. When Seth grew older, he married and received children. But outwardly, these children did not live ungodly lives. These children did ask the Lord if he would regenerate them. And because Seth's children received children themselves, more people came upon the earth with Adam and Eve. When these children and grandchildren were finished with their work in the evening, and they would form a circle around Adam and Eve while Adam would tell them about former things. He would tell them that God created everything. He would tell them of the time when they had lived in paradise. But his voice would sound sorrowful, and while he related to them of his disobedience to God, how he and Eve had eaten of the forbidden tree, and have been punished for their disobedience. Then Adam would also tell them of God's promise that one day the Lord Jesus would come. He would tell them that the Lord had forgiven Eve and himself. Then he would say that they also must often ask for forgiveness. It was quiet, very quiet. Everyone listened attentively. Adam did this often for 600 or 700 years. I already hear you exclaiming, "I don't believe that," because by then Adam would have been dead long ago. And yet it is the truth, children. Nowadays people do not live to be so old. Anyone who is 80 or 90 years old is very old. But in Adam's time it was not so. Then the people lived to be hundreds of years old. Do you know how old Adam became? 930 years. Would you also like to live that long? Yes, you say? But that cannot be any more. Because of Adam's long life, he could tell his children and his grandchildren many times what had taken place in the past from the beginning of time. There was one man who did not live to be as old as Adam. His name was Enoch. Enoch was young when he received a new heart from the Lord. Enoch knew that one day the Lord Jesus would come to pay the ransom for his sins. He knew that the Lord Jesus would suffer in his place. Enoch told the people this. And whenever any of the people were wicked and did that which was evil, he would warn these people, saying, "You are not permitted to do that, for the Lord sees you and he will punish you." But then these people would get angry at Enoch because he warned and admonished them. Still, he was not afraid to warn them because he loved the Lord. Upon a certain day, these ungodly people wanted to kill Enoch, and so that he would no longer be able to warn them. They went to his house so that they could slay him, but when they arrived and sought for him, they could not find him anywhere. Enoch had vanished without leaving any trace behind him. Do you know what happened? The Lord had taken him away so that Enoch would not be slain. Enoch was taken up into heaven with both body and soul. Then these wicked people could never harm him any more. Enoch was blessed, wasn't he? The Lord had spared him from that terrible death. For that reason, Enoch did not live to be as old as all the other people. Do you know who was the oldest of any person who ever lived? He was Methuselah, who became 969 years old. Thus, two groups of people lived upon the earth. The children and grandchildren of Cain, the one group who were ungodly and did not pray to God, for they did not need him, and the other group, the children of Seth, who worshipped the Lord and prayed to God, for they realized their need of him. But after Adam and Eve died, even the children of Seth, who had worshipped the Lord at first, became careless. The children of Seth became good friends with the wicked children of Cain. The children of Cain would sometimes curse, swear, and mock with the Lord. And then the children of Seth would also begin to swear and mock. Boys, what kind of companions do you have? Do they swear sometimes? You must first warn them, and if they will not listen, you must no longer play with them. Seek for another companion who does not swear. Girls, do your girlfriends sometimes swear? Do not play with them any longer, but look for other friends. Otherwise, you will also become accustomed to swearing, and after a while, you will also curse and mock. That is what happened with the children of Seth. When they came together with the wicked children of Cain and began to play with them, they also did what the children of Cain were doing. They also began to mock with the Lord. That was terrible. Nearly every person then living was ungodly. There was hardly anyone anymore who feared the Lord. Very large people then came upon the earth, people called giants. Everyone was afraid of these giants, and whenever anyone would come in the way of these giants, he would be slain. The whole earth was full of murder and slaying. Scarcely anyone bowed his knees before the Lord. Scarcely anyone ever asked the Lord for regeneration. Scarcely anyone had need of the Lord anymore. The Lord saw all this. He heard this cursing and mocking. He saw that nearly every person lived an ungodly life, and that few people prayed to him. And then the Lord decided that he would punish all these people because of their sinfulness. He would no longer spare them nor provide for them, but he would kill them all. We will tell you about this in the following chapter.